Thank you, Diane. Dale and Susie, I think, are such perfect examples. Some of us can see ourselves in that couple, or we know people that are that way. Again, it goes back to Rich Dad saying, looking good and going nowhere. So many of us are that way, and so many people can help themselves so quickly by just a small amount of financial education. And again, making that choice with every dollar they receive. Diane, you've prepared a couple of additional case studies that are in the book, and in lieu of the time, I think it's very valuable information, and I would like everybody to make sure they read it and study it. But would you like to just kind of give us a highlight of what's left?
Right. The next one is Stan and Marty. Stan and Marty actually, on the surface, might have appeared much like Dale and Susie. They lived in the same neighborhood. However, if you looked closer, they were much more conservative with their investments. And in fact, they had their own business, and I use the term lightly because they both had to show up. But they had their self-employment business that they were able to successfully turn into a business.
So they were looking good and going somewhere.
Exactly. We'll leave that as a teaser right now, and we'll cover more of that in the next step, or you might read about it at page 3-43. Finally, we have the story of Frank and Maria. Actually, Frank and Maria were already showing the cash flow patterns of the rich. They had passive and portfolio income that more than covered their expenses. However, they had the goal and the dream of becoming the ultimate investor and of creating a foundation. You can read about their story at page 3-52, as you can see how they did in achieving those dreams.